Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Shank of katelovingshank.com and the author of the Prayer Prescription Series. I am in the pre-launch phase of my new Google Hangout webinar called Uprooting the Fear of Death, Bringing It Out of the Closet. It will air 9/11. Details to follow. My guest at that time will be the esteemed Julia Asante, author of The Last Frontier, Exploring the Afterlife and Transforming Our Fear of Death. Joining me this evening and the second Tuesday of every month is Astrology's Astrologer, a.k.a. Sheila Adet. She will do astrological readings and tarot card readings for those of you on the call tonight. If we can't get to you this time, please try again next month. The call number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Sheila.
Hi. Hello.
Hi there. How are you, my dear?
Some guy keeps saying muted, unmuted. I don't know what that means.
but finally you made it, so that's good.
We do have quite a few people
waiting to get on. But do you have any words of wisdom before we bring on the first person?
Well, everybody saw the meteors last night, I hope. But it was raining here, so we didn't get to see them. So there were thousands of falling.
The night before we saw them.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Wow.
Yes, that was quite
phenomenal. And there was also on July the 29th or 30th, which is my birthday, a grand sextile, which hardly ever happens between. That means everything was connected to every other thing in the chart and anybody that was born at that time. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good. Well, when you do a chart for your birthday, that's called a solar return chart, and that means that's the exact time that your sun comes back to its birthplace. It isn't necessarily the time that you were born; it's the time that it comes back. It's a solar return chart is the chart for the year. It's the chart that gives you, if you want to put it into a metaphor, the card for the year. So it's what you're going to be dealing with, in that year. So that's a pretty good chart if you have the grand sextile. I did someone's birth chart and solar return that day, interestingly enough, that was born exactly at the time that the grand sextile hit, which was really kind of neat because she'd never had her chart done before. So okay, so you want to get right, I have some of these autistic charts, but you want to get right into the readings, that's okay.
And then we can talk about that a little later, I think. But first of all, we have area code 805. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, my name is Donna. How are you?
Hi,
fine,
Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
When were you born, honey?
I was born April 22nd, 1954 at 2 p.m. in New York.
April 22nd, 1954, is that correct?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes, April 22nd, 1954.
Right. What do you want to know, honey?
I want to know about finances. If abundance is coming in for me. A friend of mine told me that he's going to, he has me in his trust, but he's going to revoke the old one and make me the main person in the trust because I've been his loyal, good friend for 30 years. And so I was wondering if all that was going to come about.
That will all come about if you just say it's mine.
Exactly.
You have to say, yes, yes. That's the, you know, the way you tell the story is whether you're going to get it or not. So, I mean, according to the chart, I mean, you have all this Sagittarius, okay? So that's major, major abundance. So, and Venus in Taurus is abundance. And the Mars in Capricorn is action in some kind of legal thing that will bring abundance. That's what Mars in Capricorn is. It's the structure of abundance if you work it right. And then Jupiter in Gemini is about strategy. It's about just the strategy that you use. Saturn in Scorpio, basically, you're in a Saturn return, okay? You know that or you don't know that?
No.
Saturn return is when Saturn comes around to the natal Saturn, okay? It happens and 28 to 30 years, and then it happens again later. So a Saturn return means responsibility, Donna, for a lot of money. It can mean that.
Wow.
So
it's going to make me the executor and the trustee, too. So that kind of makes me responsible.
Well, that's Saturn in Scorpio. So right now we're dealing with Pluto in Capricorn and Saturn in Scorpio, which is a mutual reception, which is absolutely fabulous for a Saturn return because Pluto, the Plutonic energy, means money too. It means lots of big, big money, okay? Now, the thing that you have to really worry about or the thing that you need to do is not in any way say it's going to come. You have to say, it's mine. I'll take it. It's mine. I'll take it.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't matter what happens on the personality or the physical level. The money is yours in abundance. We are just in an effect universe. So but what you say and how you deal with it and what your story is how it's going to come about because it's your story.
Yeah, because I was sitting in an outside cafe, this was a while back, and I felt this enormous love like I'd never felt in my life. Then I felt this enormous gratefulness, and I had tears in my eyes, and I just kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. There was nobody around. There were no noises around. It was just something I was picking up from the universe, and my God, I thought I won the lottery. I'm just waiting for something to come in. I know it's coming in.
Well, if you say you won the lottery, then you won the lottery, okay? If you feel that, that's imagination. And everything, Donna, is imaging. All creativity is imaging, and all of that is allowing a creativity to come in. So if that's what you felt and that was what was there, then that is what it is. So if you continue getting up every morning and saying, I'm grateful, if you continue every morning telling the story that way, it's interesting. I brought the cards up and a little heart fell out. Hey, you're really on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, there are, the Mother Peace card says there are some other people involved in this, And what you're supposed to do is keep an open line of communication with everything around it, okay? And when you're keeping an open line of communication, you need to communicate with love and compassion, okay?
Yeah.
And you got the seat of power, which is the High Priestess, which means you sitting in the middle of it all, running it all, which is Saturn in Scorpio, which means this is going to be a good Saturn return for you. But it means a lot more responsibilities. The more money that is involved, the more energy that's involved. And, it's how to deal with the energy. It's how to be compassionate with the energy and loving with the energy and really dealing with abundance. And the Sun of Swords is don't look at anybody that's giving you any negativity about it, because they're looking in a different direction, and they're going to try to break your neck or kill your dreams. So you just say, I don't want to hear that. I'm not listening to that. Because on the other side of that is your Sun, and the Sun is in Taurus, and that's a really if you get the seed and grow the seed will become a beautiful tree, which I think is what is happening here. That's great, honey.
Wow. Yeah, that's really nice. And also, I'm a very generous person, very generous, and I've been like this my whole life. So, do you know what I mean? It kind of, I feel that that's a good way to be. I'm not a hoarder. Do you know what I mean? I enjoy my life, and I give as much as I can, and, you know, and it makes me happy. Being that
good.
Way, and I plan to do more of it, you know, on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's wonderful. It's wonderful, and that's called compassion. Okay, I read a wonderful story about that, where this man came along with this woman was there, and she just had found this precious stone, and she put it in her bag, and this man came along and asked her for something, and she gave him some of the grain that she had in her bag, and the man looked in and saw the precious stone, and he said, boy, I'd really like to have that too. So she gave it to him. So the next day he was back, and he said, I want what you have. And she said, well, I already gave you everything. He said, I want to know what compassion that was that made you give up that precious stone in a moment. That's true compassion. And so anyway, you can't give that away. It has to be inside you, Donna. It seems like it is, okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was a great reading. I'm, you know, very happy with that. And it just resonated with me. Yeah.
Good.
And the wisdom there and everything, definitely. Well, thank
Good.
You very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye. Thank you. And congratulations.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
We have area code 609. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
When were you born, honey?
September 25th, 1957.
Oh, and what's your name?
Desiree.
Desiree. Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, September the 25th, 57, right?
Yeah, 1957.
For some reason, I pulled up the wrong one. I pulled up 67.
Well, that would be good. It would make me 10 years younger.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, here we go. Okay, September the 25th, right?
Yes.
1957. Got it right now. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want to know, honey?
Finances.
Finances. Oh. Okay. You know, this is very interesting here because you're a double Libra.
No.
Yes. Anything can knock you out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
It means, and Mars is, you have Mars in Libra also. So any kind of action or male action or anything like that can knock you off point. What you need to do is do some meditation on abundance. Like, you know, I said to the last person who, you know, you have Venus in Scorpio, which is money. It's really a lot of money. And you have this the Mars in Libra and Jupiter in Libra and the Moon in Libra and the Sun in Libra. So you're here to learn about balance. And you need to really focus on strategy about how you bring the energy of money in. Money is just paper. It means it's effect. It's not, you know. So the cause of not having money is what you really have to look at, you know. Is there fear of success? Is there, is it your personal history that there's not money? Are you afraid of it? Or what is it?
Right.
Tell me your story.
The hospital screwed up on me, and I was just wondering if I should bring a lawsuit on them.
Okay, wait a minute. Tell me how the hospital screwed up.
Well, I went in for open-heart surgery, and right after that, I ended up with a deadly, like, bacteria that went to my heart, and it was due to them not sterilizing whatever something they didn't sterilize, because I'm cut from my neck all the way down to my belly with a big gaping wound. And I'm not really a Sioux person, but I look terrible, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I'm saying in this chart. It's about the heart and the mind. It's about balance. It's about will it be justified inside of yourself to sue them?
Right. That's
how
what
would
I'm...
it make you, how would it make you know? How would it make you feel?
See, that's the part I'm not sure about. I'm like I said, I'm not the type of person that sues, and I don't know how it would make me feel, and I don't even know if it's a case I could win. You know, because it's going to be hard to prove that they're the ones that gave me this bacteria.
Mm-hmm. So those are the things that are keeping you from doing it, right?
Yes.
So you're scared to do it because of those things. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I don't know if, like I said, I've been through hell medically, and I don't even know if my body will sustain a long lawsuit. Because I have a feeling it would be long.
Every single thing you said to me here in this story makes me believe that you're not up to the lawsuit, okay? Because if you were up to the lawsuit, you'd be saying things like, I'm going to win, I have enough evidence, all of those kind of things. So what you're saying to me that I'm hearing, I don't know if you're hearing the same thing, Kate, you know, is that basically it will make you sicker if you do it.
Not necessarily sicker. It's just would be hard to get evidence on the hospital. You know what I mean?
Did you have it before you went in the hospital?
No, I went in for open heart surgery and ended up 6 months late. I mean, like right after. With this horrible bacteria.
Aren't you the evidence? I mean, what more evidence can you have than you have this horrible bacteria? Isn't the bacteria the evidence in itself?
I would think so, but yeah.
I mean, if you do the research, you'll find that people go into the hospital and come out with these infections that are caused by hospital. You know, the hospital is responsible for giving you the infection because of the unsanitary practices that are involved. Like you said, maybe something wasn't sterilized properly. That's
yeah, because
very
it went right to my bone. I had to have a pump. I was on antibiotics for 6 months. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Well, and Kate is a nurse you're talking to here. And I'm sure Kate knows a lot about that. And I'm saying if you put fear around it, it will not work. But if you believe totally that you will get the evidence, you will get the Lord, you have to be firm in your belief if you're going to go into something like that.
Right.
And you're a
Libra. You have to have the will for it. And it sounds like right now, anyway, you're kind of faltering in your will to do this.
Well, it's not that. It's just I just don't like suing people or, you know what I mean? I'm just, unless they purposely did me wrong, but, that, you know, it was something that happened, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have to, if you want to do this, you have to get out of your comfort zone. And right now your comfort zone is making excuses for them. And you're going to have to get over into your stretch zone, which means basically go get yourself a good lawyer, talk to them about it. Kate is a nurse here. She's saying, what would you do, Kate? Go.
I just think that if you have, like what you're saying, Sheila, if there's a strong feeling that you're doing the right thing, but it doesn't sound like you feel like you are doing the, you know, you have to be clear within yourself that you're doing the right thing. And
right.
I think at this point you're not sure that you are.
But if I do the right thing, would it be, you know, would it be in my favor? If I say advice too.
That's the journey. What's your name?
Desiree.
Desiree, that's the journey. That's the yellow brick road. That means that's the journey. I just pulled cards that said you will win. Every card here says you will win. And it says here that there's unknowns in it. Your sun card is here completely. And it says that as you go along, you will get stronger and stronger and stronger. But life rewards action. You have to take the first step. You have to get the story different if you're going to do it. You have to sit and write a story of success, not a story of what will I win or is this going to happen or did they really do it. That can't be the story. That's a Libra story of unbalance.
That's me.
Well, yeah, and you have a hard time making a decision probably too. Under ordinary circumstances, but this isn't necessarily ordinary at all.
No, right, exactly.
Well, Desiree, what would you be without this story? What would you be without this story that you're telling me? I mean, what would it be with the story that you said, I'm going in, these people, this happened to me, not necessarily that they're to blame, that they didn't do it on purpose, but that it did happen, and I was put out of work, and I didn't, and, you know, and I really compensated the energy-wise. Go ahead.
Did you have insurance, medical insurance?
Yes, because I was disabled before I went in. But the thing is, like I said, I'm deeply scarred from the bottom of my neck all the way down to my stomach in about a 2-inch gap.
Okay.
So, I'll never be, you know, I'm just scarred badly. And every time, like I said, I get upset when I see it. So.
Well, what's that worth?
To me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth everything to me. You know what I mean? I mean, I'll never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
even
you'll
physically.
Never be the same. You might be better. You don't know if you say you'll never be the same, what does that mean?
That might be a good thing, actually.
There are visible scars and there are invisible scars. I mean, you know, everybody
the pain
has
and the suffering. I mean, it was months of just excruciating pain.
Well, that's a different thing. That's not visual. That's physical. That's what is that worth to you? And what is that worth?
Right now, I just got to find a lawyer that thinks he can win.
All lawyers think they can win. That's their job, okay? You've got to get a lawyer that has rapport with you that really can hear your story, that really hears your story and gets rapport with you. So I would try out a few lawyers and see which one. And then, you know, it says here the sun is up. It's a major arcana card. It represents the yellow brick road. It says, and there's an invisible advantage here because you got the sun of discs and you got a power card, which is the nine of wands, which means you have every single thing in your favor. So
oh,
now this, the only thing you don't have in your favor is your emotional imbalance.
Right. So, I mean, I think I should just go forward. Because I've been procrastinating.
That's the first positive thing you said. Hey.
I like that. That's
so
good.
Say that. Say it again louder.
I'm going to go forward because I'm in debt now. Because even though I had insurance, the bills still keep coming, you know. And, I mean, just the anesthesia bill alone was like $100,000.
Yeah, leave it at I'm going forward. I'm going forward. I'm going to get it. There will be abundance. Leave it at that. Leave the bills out of it because the universe hears the last thing you say that comes out of your mouth. So if you say, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to be successful, this is going to be in my favor, cut the bills, cut all that other stuff because that's what the universe hears.
Right.
And the universe is effect. So you're going to tell the story. I will find the lawyer that has rapport with me. Everything will go well. I have all of the courage to do this. I will stretch. I will risk, and it will be successful. There you go. That's right.
Yeah, I love that.
That's great. And I'm going to do it.
There you go. You changed your voice, by
that.
The way.
Yeah, you sound different now. Yeah.
Well, now I made a decision.
Good. And once you make a decision, you're in the middle of the Libra balance where the sun is. When a Libra makes a decision and they're standing in the middle of the seesaw, they are the firmest people there is. Okay?
Right. Well, I'm
okay.
going to do it. And I have you
Good.
To thank for it.
Good. And
well,
Kate.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Desiree.
And we'll send you good energy, too.
Yeah, send me some good. I need that.
I will do that every day. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And both
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you,
Bye.
Dear. Bye-bye. I just want to remind the people who are here waiting to get your expert advice, Sheila, that they're going to hear a voice probably that says that the show is coming to an end, but the show will end in 20 minutes, so we have time for the people who are on, and that's two more people. So here we have area code 913. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you both doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good.
What's your birthday?
March 24th,
mm-hmm. 1965. Okay. And what's your name?
My name's Andy, Andy.
Andy, A-N-D-I-E or A-N-D-Y?
Just A-N-D-I.
A-N-D-I. Isn't that a great name?
Thank you.
I like that. Oh, my gosh. That's impossible. I turned to that right away out of millions of pages.
Well, it is. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I couldn't find the last one. I mean, okay, so have you had your chart done before, or?
I have. It's been a while ago, but I have.
Okay, so we're dealing here with, of course, you know, Aries, which is the pioneer, which is the pioneering kind of thing that goes first. I find it fascinating that you have a moon in Sag, which means Aries.
I actually think I'm just a hair over in the Capricorn. At least that's what they told me due to my birth time. I'm like a 0-degree Capricorn moon.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. If you're Aries, let's go with the Aries first. Then Aries is the spark of an idea or imagination. It means, oh my heavens, let's do this. Oh my heavens. Capricorn is the structure to build it. Okay? It means I can think it up and I can build it. I can make it happen. I can get the strategy. I can do all of the strategy. And also Capricorn, the Capricorn moon is from the ancient brain. It means that you're not only being helped by people in the environment, which is what I call the moon sign. I work with the moon sign as the environment around you. I work with the sun sign as the God seed of what you're building in this lifetime or what you're trying to plant to bloom. So if Capricorn is in the environment around you, you can find people that can help you with the structure, but there's also angels from the last lifetime.
Oh, that, how nice.
That can that you have been with before, that is are there to help you. Now, you have Mercury in Aries, which is, my God, what a mind! It's a stimulating mind. I mean, it's just a mind that I don't know if you're using all of it, but it's, you know, it is that.
That's always the question, isn't it?
Yes. Well, always the question, and the answer
who is, right? Yeah,
well, that's that moment when you really, when you know you tap into something and everything, you get excited about it and everything just opens up and it all happens. That's when you know you're using it all. Then you go, oh, no, and then it closes down again. So that's that tornado when Dorothy gets whipped out of Kansas into Oz, okay?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, my God, how did I land here in Oz? And then...
And I'm calling from Kansas, so there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you have Venus in Pisces, a very compassionate heart, a lot of compassion here, and Mars in Virgo. Got to watch about criticism outside of yourself. You cannot take it in mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally because it can stop you. Okay?
I'm learning that. I've learned that the hard way. You betcha.
Yeah, it's, you know, because you have Mars in Virgo, and if a relationship strikes you, if they try to get you with a mental statement and they don't get you, then you react to the thought pattern, and then it goes, if you don't deal with it, it goes to the emotional level. And if you don't deal with that in Virgo, then it goes to the physical level and makes you sick. So you've got to be careful when you're dealing with criticism to go to the spiritual level and say, what am I learning from this? Because it's really what they think of you is none of your business. If it hits you in any of those levels, it is your business. Okay?
Okay.
Saturn in Pisces. Do not put yourself on the cross, okay? Saturn in Pisces is really a bit, you know, it's I'll sacrifice myself before everybody else. And you got to really watch out because that really was not what Jesus was about. He was about, Saturn in Pisces is a healer. He thought of himself as a healer and as a person that came here to teach us how to not be victim. However, he's been really brought, I mean, the whole one religion is built on the fact that he was crucified and you should be crucified. That's not what he taught. When you have Saturn in Pisces, you're a healer and a teacher, okay?
Oh, well thanks. Yeah, I'm back in graduate school actually working on a PhD, so hopefully, you know, it's the right thing and I'm getting out of a bad relationship this fall, and I think it's going to be very, very, very good.
You're a very high teacher, Saturn in Pisces, and then with the Sun in Aries, you're a pioneer. So it means basically getting all the info that you can get, and then, you know, as Einstein says, intelligence will take you so far, but imagination takes you everywhere. So then you'll jump off of that and you'll go into total creativity. And then you will be able, because the Saturn in Pisces rules the moon in Capricorn, you will be able to build something out of your imagination that you don't even expect right now. So there you go. Andy.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have area code 714. Hello and welcome. 714.
Hello. Oh, here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. What's your birthday?
My birthday is April 4th, 1966.
And what's your name?
Dee Dee.
E-D-I-E?
D-E-E-D-E-E. Mm-hmm. Well, my real name's Deirdre. D-E-I-D-R-E.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Have you had your chart done before, Edie?
No.
Okay. So we have a run on Aries, right? Okay. All right. April 4th, 1966. Is that correct?
Yes.
Another pioneer. Hey, got a run on pioneers here.
That's right.
Moon in Libra, balance. It's you have this pioneering thing inside of you that you've come here to create something. Uranus being in Aries right now is that you're going to get kicks in the ass or wax to really push you in the right direction. And what you try to do is. What is in this chart is that you try to get back to familiar ground when you should be risking going into stretching into new unfamiliar ground.
I relate to that. Okay.
So it means explore. It means you're trying desperately to stay in your comfort zone. And a trick to do that is draw a circle in your a process I use with a chart like this, and it's your comfort zone, and you put in there everything. That you think that you're basically afraid of moving forward with, like I don't have the energy, I'm too busy, I'm too scared, they'll take too long, it's really risky, I won't make enough money, I'm not smart enough, I'm not strong enough, there's examples, no one will help me. All of those are examples of what you put in the comfort zone. Then you put another circle around that, and you put it into stretch, and you say, what chances can I take that I'll stretch out of my comfort zone? And then as you put three things there and do them, okay? And then
okay.
The next thing out is risk. And that's taking an even bigger risk about I will really do it. I will really do it. And then the next one out is that you will achieve it. You will achieve it. But you've got to, life rewards action. You've got to really, and not let anybody knock you off balance while you're doing that.
Okay.
And say, oh, you can't do that. Now, you know, the day you were born, Mercury went direct in Pisces, which is really interesting, which means, again, your imagination and your ability to really imagine things is really great. And people may have talked you out of that. So I want
yes.
you to go back to imagining. And Venus in Aquarius is basically being hit by an idea and really loving it and then just letting it slip away.
Yep, I'm good at that.
Well, stop. You have Mars in Aries, just like I do, and you have Mars conjunct the Sun in Aries, and it means basically whatever you want to do in pioneering, you can do it. If you plant it, it will grow. It will grow, but you have to have the courage to let it come up through the rocks and the stones and come up and come out and bloom. And then you're in kind of a shady place because, predators can come along and get it and everything, but you have to risk here.
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter in Gemini is a fabulous mind. It means, you know, expand. Once your idea starts, it will expand and expand and expand.
Okay.
You've got the Four of Swords, which is a pyramid card and Mother Peace card. I use Mother Peace cards because they're much more into the feminine thing rather than the Weight Rider deck. They're round cards, and it means that she's sitting in a pyramid, and it means meditation. If it's only 5 minutes a day to go for a walk or meditate or draw something, I want you to do it. I want you for 5 minutes a day to be in the silence of you.
Okay.
And because you're riding in, the shaman of disc is riding into a new territory. You're under protection here. You're under a lot of protection, but if you don't move, they can't do anything. The universe can't do anything. And you got the strength card, which means all of the animals. You have the wolf is with her, which is monogamous. And the kundalini energy, the chakras are open on both of these cards.
Yeah.
So it's really a time to explore an adventure. Will you do that?
Yes, and you've just pretty much said exactly where I'm at. And I am staying in that comfort zone. I have all these ideas, and then I let them go to the wayside. Well, you're not good enough. That's not good enough. And I'm staying in this. I am fighting like heck to stay in this comfort zone. And I'm thinking, why? So, I mean, I really do appreciate your insight into this because it's what I feel right now.
Okay, you said why. Now answer me. You asked the question why. See, people say why, but they don't go on. Why are you staying in it?
Because so many things in my life that I did on the front end of my life, they were all, I thought, working. And literally every aspect of my life, from my husband to my kids to my career to my community, my house, you name it, in one tug it was all pulled, gone. And I've had to restart every aspect of my life. And now I'm afraid. Which one do I start? And I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
So that happened to me 2 years ago. And are you stronger because of it?
Yes.
Are you talking to me? Did you survive?
Yes.
Have you learned things that you wouldn't have learned without that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're stronger and you survived and you learned things that you would have never learned, you should rejoice that you learned that lesson. And it made your soul stronger and it made your soul connect with your personality. And you know things about yourself, about how strong you are, that you never knew before. Tell me, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade it.
Okay, good. There you said it. So do not bitch about it. Say this, every time you go to say something, don't ever say the word I lost. Say I'm glad that I had that experience, right?
Yeah.
Because that experience was what I put in my life lesson to learn something, right? So basically, you don't cry because something is over. You rejoice because it was, honey.
And I think I'm at a point right now where I've learned to rejoice, and I'm so happy right now to not feel that hurt and that pain, that I know that as soon as I step out of my comfort zone, I'm going to feel the pain again. And I guess I've been trying to savor this for a little while.
That's what cracking open is. Open is feeling, is letting it open. Cracking open the heart is what it's about. It's about opening it. And it's not, you know, people think enlightenment is all fun and games and all these kind of great things. Enlightenment is not about that, you know. It's hard. It's a hard thing. And you make no mistake, it's a destructive process. It has nothing to do with becoming better or being happier. It's the crumbling away of untruth. It's seeing through the facade of pretense. It's the complete eradication of everything that you imagine to be true. So that is what it is. So you can say, my heart is cracked open, and it's open. Don't close it up again, please.
Okay,
well,
I'm holding on for dear life.
We're about to be cut off, but I think that's a good place to end this. I think that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very, very much. Okay.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Love
okay.
you, Sheila. And people can get a hold of you at MarySheilaAudette@gmail.com.
All right, Angel. Good night.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye.